This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years.
Recovery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in stable condition. President Trump says he is not happy with the product of a congressional committee's work to provide border security and avert a federal government shutdown on Friday, but he seems to be accepting of it. The deal reportedly offers far less money than the president's demanded for a wall and border security. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Substitute teachers are in the classrooms in Denver as a teacher's strike enters its third day today. But what are the kids doing? This parents and her son say
they just kind of hang around and watch movies.
We watched one for about the whole afternoon today.
The latest talks with the school district ending without a deal. The district saying yesterday more teachers are staying out of the classroom as 58% of them didn't report to work yesterday, slightly more than Monday when the strike began. The strike focused on Denver's incentive-based pay system. Snow showers and strong winds will be hitting the Midwest and Northeast today. Sleet, snow, and ice impacting the West Coast. Central and North California expected to get blasted by snow and powerful rain as Washington recovers from floods and an unusual snowfall that hit Seattle on Monday and yesterday. Whatever the weather, find us online at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
South Korea is pushing back on President Trump's claim that Seoul has agreed to pay an extra $500 million to keep U.S. troops in that country. The president said at a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the South had agreed to pay that money for U.S. protection, but a spokesman for the presidential Blue House in Seoul says that raise must still be approved by South Korea's parliament. Former Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has a message for one of the 2020 presidential hopefuls, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
During a recent radio interview, Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris admitted that she smoked pot in the past. She also added that she inhaled. Harris is running for president in 2020, and she's for legalization of recreational marijuana. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins Fox News and has a message for Harris.
Studies show that marijuana, especially for our young people, is a gateway drug into other drugs. It's wrong to do it. Kamala Harris can laugh all she wants, but she should go to some of these funerals that are happening around the country. I wonder if she's ever done that. Gone to a funeral and looked in the eyes of parents who had a child who died of an opioid overdose and have those parents tell them the stories about how it started for that child with marijuana. I've gone and done that, and maybe Senator Harris should do that.
And a canine named King, a wire fox terrier, has been named best in show at the Westminster Dog Show in New York City. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Norman Rogers is back with us, a retired physicist and author of Dumb Energy, a critique of wind and solar energy. Norman, been looking forward to having you on, especially in light of this green deal that's been kicked about here.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, give me your read. I know what you're going to say. I got a great, you know, already because of our earlier conversations. But we need to have, you know, bring the audience along as to what AOC is trying to thrust upon we the people.
Well, they're smart to call it a dream because it doesn't make any sense at all. It's really childishly simple-minded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that could have been written maybe by a seventh grader. It's totally impossible what they're suggesting. Mm-hmm. And they can't even get the statistics right. For instance, they claim that the U.S. is 20% of CO2 emissions, where really less than 15%. Mm-hmm. And 85% of the emissions are coming from China. So what's the point of us going to zero emissions?
Exactly.
I mean, 85% are coming from the rest of the world.
Right.
Another factor which most of these people seem to ignore is that of all the carbon dioxide emitted into the atmosphere, approximately half of it is absorbed by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we would only really have to reduce our emissions by half to take our burden if you really believed that it was necessary to reduce the growth of CO2 in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do that.
Yeah. But like you say, Norman, just real quick here, but like you say, here the United States is leading the way anyway, and you've got, the egregious acts of China and other nations that could care less about this. They figure, okay, hey, just because America's got theirs, why shouldn't we get ours?
Yeah, and why shouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, personally, I don't believe that global warming is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have here is that they completely outlawed nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, they say, well, we are not going to use nuclear, even though nuclear emits no CO2. And nuclear is the only reliable energy that you can count on that does not emit CO2, other than hydro.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, hydro is limited by how many rivers and good sites you may have, and they're
exactly.
Mostly already used up.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who really believe in global warming, like James Hansen, for instance, is known as the father of global warming, they all say we have to go to nuclear. That's their solution, the people who really believe in global warming.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you could use wind and solar, which are the only scalable sources of renewable energy, to 100% power the country is a fantasy.
Right.
You really can't go above 50% wind and solar in the grid. Because it's erratic.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to back it up 100% with fossil fuels or something else, perhaps nuclear. It just makes no sense.
Well,
Well, Norman, for all the money that we've already invested in green energy under the Barack Obama administration, you know, of course, in typical form, all the greenies say that, look, you just haven't spent enough money and we need more time. It's always both those equations. Not enough money, not enough time. And I'm saying, well, we've got enough empirical evidence to realize that this is like, you know, we're like Don Quixote chasing windmills on this thing.
Yeah, they want to get rid of, you know, gasoline-powered cars, airplanes powered by jet fuel. It's just fantastic, ridiculous.
Right.
Furthermore, you know, you're not going to power airplanes with batteries. It's just not possible.
Right.
You're not going to power airplanes with liquid hydrogen. It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
You could possibly power airplanes with ammonia.
Mm-hmm.
Ammonia is often touted as a alternative fuel that you burn it and it doesn't emit CO2, but it's toxic and it has a lot less energy content than jet fuel does.
Right.
So all these things are just ridiculous. You know, first of all, it's not needed because things are going fine. We don't have any weather disasters upon us. There is no sign of a real climate catastrophe on the horizon, and it's like a religious impulse. We're going to practically close down the economy. And on top of that, they, you know, of course, their proposal is to borrow the money or print the money to pay for this.
Oh, it's a World War II rebuild. Yeah, we did it in World War II, so why can't we do it now, right?
Yeah, except this is much bigger than what we were doing in World War II.
Right. Yeah, it is amazing the information, the false information, scare tactics they put out there. Of course, Norman, they're blaming, you know, these fires that we've been having recently in the West and, you know, certain anomalies. They've really tried to over-exaggerate those. And for people that, you know, because of the nature of communications today, certainly we hear about these things and they sound bigger than they are. But when you put them in context, you realize that, you know, all things considered, it's still less than what we've ever experienced.
Yeah, all this bad weather has happened before. Mm-hmm. And they've expanded their theory so that everything that goes wrong is due to climate change. So
exactly.
they're never wrong. It's too hot, too cold, there's a hurricane, there's a lack of hurricanes, there's tornadoes, it's all due to climate change, right?
Well, I think the thing that's interesting is they've also learned in the process. Remember, they would tell us in the next 10 years, you know, the earth was going to fall apart and burn up and all this, and, you know, millions of people would die. And so that didn't happen. So now they've learned and they said, oh, yeah, by, you know, in 100 years now. So they've moved the goalposts in order to accommodate this theory. But it's like, okay, but give me, you know, like any scientific study, there's in indices that would say, okay, this is the trajectory. This is where we're heading. Where is their trajectory? Where are their indices to say that this is, in fact, you know, where we're heading, and that, in fact, by the year, by the next century, if we don't do anything, you know, the world is gone, as we know it.
Yeah, it's all based on computer models, and the computer models are created by men who have a pecuniary interest in predicting a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because we the people, you know, it's our treasury, and we get these government agencies that continue to fuel these lies and this insanity.
If you're a scientist or an environmental group, if you come out with a statement, the world's going pretty well, everything's fine, who's going to join up? Who's going to give you more money?
No. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much, you've kind of, you know, taken care of your job prospects and future income, right?
They're also getting a little smarter. If you want to make a prediction of some disaster, it's smart to make the disaster come after you're dead, right?
Oh, yeah, and then you're brilliant. Yeah, without it. See, this is what drives me nuts, Norman, and time and again I've been saying these people that are given place and are allowed to make these insane statements, boy, they're still on TV. They're still given, you know, credibility, and, you know, and they leave the rest of us scratching our heads. And, of course, all the alkalites, they're just astounded that we're not drinking the grape juice and marching in line with them.
Yeah, I believe it's called Kool-Aid.
Yeah, exactly. That as well. Well, I tell you, we're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Norman Rogers on the other side of it. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
As promised, back with you, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Norman Rogers, a retired physicist and author of Dumb Energy, a critique of wind and solar energy. Norman, we've spent so much money, and I've insisted with our audience that for all the money that we've put into wind and solar energy, there's some practical deductions to take out of it, but yet the progressive left would want us to believe that wind and solar are this incredible panacea yet to be experienced, if only we would spend more money and give them more time.
Yeah, that's that, that, that you know,
know, they say, well, we've got technological progress. Is it going to make it all work someday in the future? Mm-hmm. It may not work now, but we have to spend more money now to set a basis for the future.
And what kind of impact is this going to have on, you know, let's just say, you know, poor America? I mean, here they are relying on coal, and coal right now cheaper than just about it's ever been. I mean, we're on the brink of really realizing energy independence like never before throughout our lives, Norman. You remember we were told to be energy independent, not be counting on those, on those Middle Easterners that hate us. Can we possibly be energy independent? We were told this would never happen. And then Donald Trump unleashes the productivity and the natural resources of our country. And here we are. And, I think it's quite ironic that Barack Obama wants to claim credit for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're already the world's biggest producer of fossil fuel energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going great guns. We're going to be exporting a lot of it to other countries. It's going to help our balance of trade. It's going to make us everyone richer.
Exactly.
And it's just foolish to try to sabotage this with scare stories and silly goals that have no basis in reality.
Right. Well, Norman, I want to applaud. There's dynamic tension to be had in any discussion. And this is why, freedom of speech is so important and why we need to debate these issues, because we wouldn't have fracking today if it wasn't for the antithetical viewpoint and the earnestness of people that understood the responsibility of energy and our natural resources. And they came up with an idea and concept that has us where we are today. So, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I don't want anybody to think that. I mean, I am rather skeptical when people come up with some really wacky ideas, especially as you and I have discussed, Norman, when the information going in is flawed and people have lied and have tried to submit supposed scientific research when it's flawed to begin with. And I think that is just so wrong on so many levels for them to do that. For what? To control we the people?
To get tenure.
Yeah.
It's a real crisis of honesty and science. And the problem is that many scientists have to produce a lot of publications in order to advance. And they have to, in order to get attention, their publications have to have some kind of a sensational aspect,
mm-hmm.
predicting a disaster or predicting some big bonanza. Eisenhower predicted this back in 1961 in his farewell speech when he said that he feared the day when the scientists who were dependent on federal money got control of federal policy,
mm-hmm.
meaning that they're the ones that are telling us what our policy should be, and of course they tell us that we should take policies that give them more money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unfortunate.
It is self-serving, and then now we've obliterated the cause for true science, and we're going to end up, I mean, we've already paid a price for this, but where does it get to the point of no return?
Well, I think... maybe we have to get a dose of skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how to get this going. I'm doing my part by pointing out how ridiculous wind and solar is as a source of energy.
Right.
But the trouble, one thing a lot of people put out is to have A and B teams.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been done in the past. Right now, we just have the A team that says we face a climate catastrophe and everything. The government should have a B team to give
funding
the people,
mechanism,
many,
right?
the many scientists who have a different point of view, to give them a voice.
Exactly.
And of course, if they did that, then the people predicting global warming would be exposed to charlatans.
That's a great idea. Why don't we do that?
Well, it's just up to the Congress to do it. Of course, the people who are benefiting from the present situation will scream bloody murder. They'll say it's the Exxon is doing it, or the oil companies are doing it, or evil right-wingers are doing it or whoever. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense to have that.
It makes too much sense. I mean,
exactly.
Really, Norman, I mean, this is a brilliant idea. I mean, this is the way it should do. And that because, see, we're fighting against that old axiom. Time and again, when we look at the incompetence of our government, you have to go to the core of the basic of business principles, and that is people will do that which they get rewarded for. So right now we're rewarding people to lie to us, and we're wondering why we keep getting lies. And so,
exactly,
you know,
well spoken,
right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Right now you have billions of dollars being spent promoting wind, solar, global warming. And the organizations that are fighting it really with the truth are have maybe a $50 million annual budget between them all, whereas just for instance, Greenpeace has $1 billion a year.
Right.
Michael Bloomberg, I think he's the ninth richest man in the world, gave the Sierra Club $50 million, you know, to promote this kind of hysteria.
Right. Well, and the Sierra Club, as we know, was about a year and a half ago. I think they were before Congress, and one of the best, I don't want to say interrogations, but interviews of the Sierra Club president was by Ted Cruz. And all the president of the Sierra Club could say was, you know, that old, you know, stated and dried, and I think it should be a worthless statement that was 75-95% of the scientists say, you know, X. And you know as well as I do that you couldn't get 75 or 95% of the scientists to agree on the sky being blue, much less that you know, that climate change is or global warming is something to be dealt with.
You know, I spent a lot of time talking to climate scientists, and there's a very substantial group of them that don't believe this stuff, but they're intimidated. They're afraid to speak out because if they do speak out, they'll be retaliated against.
Of course.
The ones who do speak out are mostly ones who are impregnable, either because they have impregnable positions or they're retired or they're just very brave.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the sad part of where we are right now, but that's been the nature of our culture. Everything's weaponized, and that if you don't go along to get along, well, then we have ways to make you do so, whether it's through some sort of three-letter agency investigation like the IRS or CIA, or you're going to lose tenure. You know, we're going to make sure that we get the proper behavior out of you. And more than anything else, at the core of all this, Norman, is, which I suggested earlier, is that spirit of invalidation. If I invalidate you and say, well, you're a total knucklehead and you have no voice left, it's interesting, you know, that we're doing that with the truth, which is no different than other, you know, civilizations that have done that. And we know how that's turned out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a climate scientist named Tim Ball. He's a Canadian. Mm-hmm. And that poor guy has been sued to death because he wrote a couple of books denouncing this stuff. And in Canada, you can be sued for opening your mouth the wrong way.
Well, this is really scary stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens. All it takes is a few good people to know what they're doing, not to say anything. And here it goes. And this is what's been happening. I mean, I think of all the billions, if not trillions of dollars, Norman, that we've wasted all in the name of this faux science. This is absolutely disgusting and irrational. But we continue to fight the good fight, and I'm grateful that you're with us, and we're on the team together, and, you know, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad. I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
I know life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years on the job protecting the people of this city.
It happens as police show up to an armed robbery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in custody. He was shot and is in stable condition. President Trump says he is not happy with the product of a congressional committee's work to provide border security and avert a federal government shutdown on Friday, but he seems to be accepting of it. The deal reportedly offers far less money than the president's demanded for a wall and border security. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply. Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, as she is most every week. You're so faithful, Jenny Beth. I just so appreciate you coming on the show and giving us an update.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I really enjoy these interviews with you.
Well, Jenny Beth Martin, immigration continues to be a complex issue, but we got to quit hiding from the complexity of it. The reason that it has gotten so complex is because people have stuck their head in the sand, and here we are today because of, you know, decades of just abject, ignoring the problem.
That is exactly right. And the deal that is coming out of the conference committee yet again ignores the problem. We've been ignoring this problem for over three decades since Ronald Reagan was president. And they still are not, Congress is still not coming up with a solution to address border security once and for all. I'm so appreciative that President Trump has been standing so firmly for this, but Congress, they still don't seem to have the message.
Well, in any kind of transaction, it's only as good as the people involved and the level of trust between the two parties. And you bring up Ronald Reagan. I think it's very difficult for Republicans to want to deal with Democrats when time and again they've not honored their promise and they've proven untrustworthy. And when I say untrustworthy, I'm not saying, to their counterparts, the Republicans. I'm saying untrustworthy to the people, we the people. I mean, they have been rather dishonest and disingenuous to the American citizens at large.
That is right. They say that they are for border security, but when push comes to shove, they're not providing what we need to secure the border. They did not even have earlier in the week, or maybe it was at the end of, it was the middle of last week, there was an ICE agent who was at the committee hearing, which was having a meeting behind closed doors, so committee meeting, and they were supposed to be hearing from border experts. He was there to give a briefing on behalf of ICE, and they'd never allowed him even in to speak. And on Monday of this week, sheriffs were in Washington, D.C., trying to convince Democrats of the issues that they are experiencing in their communities along the border and in other parts of the country because of the issues that we're facing with not having a secure border. And yet the Democrats are just, they're not paying attention to this. They're not giving the president what he wanted. In fact, the agreement that the committee has come to is even less than what the Senate agreed to last year in between Republicans and Democrats. So it's it is not a good deal.
Well, they're really forcing the president's hand here to do something of an emergency nature, which time and again, you know, we said, look, I agree with Marco Rubio in principle that you don't want the president doing that because it really supplants the job of Congress. They're the ones that have ignored this. They're the ones that really, deserve the full weight and measure and anger of the American people because they've allowed it to get to this point. And for us to sit there and get in a game of semantics over how you want to define a wall or a barrier or whatever, I mean, look, this is our national security. It is clear and present. The danger is here. And in many cases, it's already amongst us because of the porous borders. So what are we going to do about it? And the president is calling the question. And thank God there's some leadership on behalf of the people that is holding Congress's feet to the fire.
That is exactly right. And we will see what the president ultimately does. At this point, I haven't heard yet what he thinks of the deal, except to say that he's not happy with it. Mm-hmm. And we've heard from Mick Mulvaney, who's the acting chief of staff, and he said that they are looking at legal ways to fund whatever Congress does not appropriate. So we'll see what happens over the next few days and possibly several more weeks. But no matter what, it's clear the issue of border security is not going to be solved right now. It's going to wind up becoming an election issue next year. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to make sure that we continue to pay attention to it and that we're educating people about how it's very important to secure the border and that without securing it, it affects every community in the country.
Well, Jenny Betts, like you and I talked about last week, this has become a fundraising issue for the Democrats. They don't want this to go away. I mean, this just adds to that wedge irritation, you know, for a portion of Americans that see this as, insensitive. And, you know, it's just Donald Trump being this, you know, wealthy, aristocrat that, you know, how dare he, put up a wall, that walls don't work and all this other stuff that is counter anything that's empirical.
Yeah, and in fact, I saw that Beto O'Rourke in his counter rally to the one that the president had on Monday night said that walls don't help. I don't want to completely misquote him, but he said something along the lines of walls either kill people or don't help people live. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there thinking, there are walls. There are walls. There are border walls right now in the state of Texas. So if you really think that Beto O'Rourke, then go tear it down.
Yes.
That's what you really think. Mm-hmm. But they don't really think it. It just sounds good. It's rhetorical. It sounds good. And you're right. They can use it to raise money or launch presidential campaigns. And it's not solving problems. And we elected President Trump because we want him to be able to solve problems. And he is working towards doing that, and I appreciate that about him.
Well, Jenny Beth, I want people to understand that this isn't Trump's wall. This is the people's wall, you know, and this is the misalignment and the misinformation that's being put out there by the mainstream media. You know, we're grateful, as you say, to President Trump for championing the cause, for Americans that have been killed in their own homeland, that they should be protected. And we're, you know, the Democrats are saying, hey, look at sanctuary cities, open up the borders, let people come in. Okay, so, you know, a citizen or two dies, you know, that's just collateral damage. You know, we've got plenty of citizens, I guess, in their estimation, because they figure anyway, if they're die, maybe they'll, you know, they'll somehow get their ballot out of the cemetery and still be elected to their offices. This is just unbelievable and incredulous that the Democrats and those that want to fight the obvious, instead of coming, you know, with the president and with members of Congress and saying, look, it, we see this as an issue. It's clear. We've talked about this over the decades. You have us on tape saying that we're concerned about border security here. Yes, we're for border security. Not only are we, but here's our ideas to really do this that add to the comprehensive approach to border security.
That is exactly right. And, you know, I have, gosh, I can't remember exactly what I was just going to say, the wall. And you're right. When you said just a moment ago that it was not President Trump's wall, it's our wall, it's our border, it's our country. He's working to secure the border, not for himself, but for all of us, our entire country, whether you are citizens of the country or whether you have immigrated here legally, no matter what, we have a country and we have a duty to protect the border of our country. And right now, because of the illegal drugs that are coming up through our border, we're having 90% of heroin comes from our southern border. Right. And in 2017, I believe that it was 15,000 people who died of heroin overdoses in our country in 2017. These are deaths that maybe couldn't be completely prevented because addiction is a terrible thing. But if you can reduce the amount of heroin that's coming into the country, you reduce the access to it, and that can help those people who have that addiction or prevent other families from suffering the loss that the family members of those people who died suffered.
Exactly.
So it's not just about President Trump. It's about what's best for our country.
We've got to leave it right there. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Where can they go for more information, Jenny Beth?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, teapartypatriots.org.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You step away from and just like that, we're back with you, America. How you doing? Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Gaynor is back with us, the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. There's a lot going on, that's for sure, and that keeps me busy.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, for example, as you say, the big headline, Video Venom, 33 TV shows in January, slam, quote-unquote, let's air quote that, terrorist Trump and praise abortion. What is going on here?
Well, what's going on here is what's been going on for years, and we've decided to start trying to put numbers to it.
Mm-hmm.
We, the Media Research Center, has been obviously we've been monitoring lefty news for decades, but we also look at entertainment. So we started trying to track, and this is the beginning of that, where we're going to track every month and look at the absolutely insane things that happen in Hollywood. And you know, it's astonishing. You turn on the regular broadcast channels and Trump's getting bashed. You turn on the late night shows and Trump's getting bashed. Conservatives are getting bashed. You turn on Hulu and Netflix and HBO and Showtime. And it's the same thing. These talk shows, the late night shows, the irregular entertainment, they work in themes attacking conservatives and superhero shows.
Right.
It's just astonishing.
Yeah, so pervasive. It was interesting today, Dan, I was watching this video of an interview with Mike Wallace and Johnny Carson. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I thought it was quite interesting because he was asking Johnny about why he didn't get political, why he didn't, you know, you never knew Johnny Carson's political position. I mean, he could have been a Bircher for all we know. I mean, you know, he didn't declare any kind of alignment with the Republican Party or Democratic Party. He says, look, this is entertainment. He says, you don't get into the serious stuff. You know, this is about fun and entertainment. And, boy, I'll tell you, his words could really do a lot to heal up the late night shows who have decided to get so overly serious and really polarize their audience. Because I can imagine a lot of people, at least half the country, got to figure out something else to do than to watch Stephen Colbert and some of these other entertainment shows that decide they want to go political and act like, you know, it's about information instead of entertainment.
Well, I mean, it's about bullying people. Mm-hmm. If this was going on in any other country, and we were looking at it from the outside, and we were seeing, oh, this group of people, Christians, conservatives, are being targeted. If it was other groups, we'd have the UN looking in on it saying, mm-hmm. hey, you know, what's going on? This is, you know, the left will be complaining about hate speech.
Exactly.
They're the biggest provocateurs of, and biggest users of hate speech in the entire world. That's what they do. They hate you if you're Christian. They,
right.
If you, and the hate is not just your political position. Mm-hmm. It is personal and bizarre. I mean, look at the things they say about Mike Pence and his wife.
Right, exactly.
And they, you know, they talk about, because, you know, them being in a, I don't know if I can say all this on radio, but basically, you know, them being in sort of a kinky sexual relationship because they don't.
Because they're monogamous.
They're
monogamous, and they believe in a biblical relationship, and he believes in honoring his wife by not going out to dinner with a woman, and he only got to dinner with his wife. I mean, avoiding all appearance of evil and controversy. I think Jeff Bezos could have done a lot better if he followed Michael Pence and Mrs. Pence's policies.
Well, and not just Jeff Bezos, but I mean pretty much anybody in Washington. And there are a fair number of conservative and Christian legislators who do this because they know they're not just protecting their own careers.
Right.
They're protecting the careers of the young, you know, women who work for them.
Right.
Because if, you know, you see a congressman in public with a young woman more than once, people start saying, oh, is there something going on between them?
Right.
So, you know, like, oh, wait a second, he's got multiple staffers with him, or he's being careful, then that gossip doesn't destroy that person's career, too. Because,
exactly.
Let's be honest, congressmen survive all that stuff. Young staffers, maybe their careers don't.
Well, these young staffers have been left out there to dry, as you know, Dan. I mean, we still have a controversy where many people are still trying to find out, look, we've paid out $17 million for, you know, sexual harassment cases and other issues that have happened by way of Congress, that they've done everything they can, you know, to block it and keep that information from us, right?
Yeah, the idea of ethics and Congress, that's an intersection that very rarely occurs, you know?
Right.
And they don't want us to know, because then you find out that not just misbehavior. I mean, we're not talking about the, you know, the Klobuchar misbehavior where she throws things at her staffers. We're talking about really serious sexual harassment cases,
exactly,
involving, you know, staffers of other staffers or congressmen.
Right.
We don't know.
Well, things in the real world, Dan, that CEOs and you know, business leaders are being sued over, and you know, and running into all kinds of trouble. But of course, there's the rule for the everyday folk, and then there's law for the ruling elites.
Yeah, and it's just like Hollywood. I mean, here we're talking about how awful the shows are in Hollywood. Well, that's because Hollywood is awful.
Yes, exactly.
Hollywood is the land. We're supposed to take our cues, our moral and societal cues, from Hollywood. Yet, you see liberals themselves complaining a couple years ago, Oscars so white, you know, about Hollywood's
right.
Racist. Oscars so, you know, sexist, and then, you know, Hollywood sexist, and the Me Too movement. And then you find out that if you're a person of color of any sort in Hollywood, the big liberals who run Hollywood are discriminating against you. They're a woman. They're using the casting couch or just discriminating against you there. If you're conservative or Christian, again, they're discriminating against you. And two of those three things make news. The third, the media don't care.
Right.
Because they're okay with that one.
Well, he's the Vice President of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Dan Gaynor is with us. Dan, you know, the thing that you touched on a moment ago, and I want to bring back to the forefront here, is, you know, Stacey Abrams, in her rebuttal to the president's State of the Union, you know, really wanted to turn the world upside down and saying that somehow, I mean, the old axiom of united we stand, divided we fall, the Democrats and Stacey Abrams would want us to believe that it is divided that we stand.
Well, I mean, this goes back maybe 40 years ago, when the left started hyphenating Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's, you know, these days we look and we take it for granted. But, you know, it used to be that everybody was just an American. We were the melting pot. Now we're the buffet.
Right.
And as a buffet, you know, we don't interact as all that much. We don't have shared experiences. We use marketing did this also. It's not just the left. It was business reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We all used to listen to the same music. We all used to watch the same TV shows. We had the same cultural experiences. And, you know, no, everything was not perfect, and I'm not pretending that it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was harder for some people, and it always has been. You know, it's still people, everybody knew who the best actors were. Everybody mm-hmm. knew who the best singers were. And, you know, and now we're all in such silos that we don't see how everybody else lives, and it's easy to demonize each other.
No, it's crazy. I mean, we can't even sit around and watch a football game anymore. Or, you know, like one conservative reporter, I don't know if you caught this or not, out in Florida in St. Augustine, she was there, and the zookeeper got fired because he went Liam Neeson on her. I mean, he said he was so upset with her conservatism that he wanted to throw her into a alligator pit.
I mean, I missed that.
Yeah.
I mean, you never saw conservatives acting this way.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's only that now the left has become so dominant and so abusive in culture.
And intolerant.
Right. And I mean, this, like I said, this would be considered the way Hollywood treats us, the way the news media treat us, the way the left treats us, would be considered to be if something the UN would get involved in other countries. If it was a third world country, and say, oh, well, we know a religious group in this country is being targeted for abuse, and they would, you know, highlight all the examples. And yet we pay for it. If you get cable, you are paying for the carriage fee for every channel you get to watch. So you may never watch MSNBC, but you're paying for it. You may never watch ABC or NBC or CBS, but you're paying for every show they have. If you've got HBO, you're paying for Bill Maher to bash your Christianity. And that's
exactly
what he does.
You know, and the thing is that makes me highly uncomfortable here is the situations, the way they talk about, you know, President Trump, you know, calling him a racist and a terrorist. Really? I mean, that somehow is valid? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and they had the one show where they, Donald Trump is on a plane and he has a heart attack, and one of the, you know, the flight attendant was thrilled about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he comes close to death, and that to the left is humor. They have serious psychological problems, I think, that they hate so much anybody who disagrees with them. And mark my words, this is getting worse, not better. This is going to, by the time we hit the 2020 election, you can expect that this number is going to be a lot higher.
Mm-hmm.
And that the things that they say about conservatives on these shows will somehow manage to even be worse.
Well, I mean, it keeps on getting worse. I mean, you even, you know, wrote here that, you know, the president somehow is watching Judge Jeanine Pirro with his pants off. I mean, this is disgusting and unacceptable. And, you know, but we've got to say enough is enough here, Dan Gaynor.
Well, and I mean, the one Netflix show where they're talking about abortion, they said nothing says happy abortion like a bouquet.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you celebrate abortion?
Right.
Remember, you know, when, I mean, the left used to be safe, available, and rare.
Yeah.
Now it's abortion as a holy sacrament.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90%.